Yeah. I'll just say the answer quickly. Mazel Adadagim is connected to Purim because of this. This is what the Sefer Todah says, or one of the things. He says, just like a dog lives in water and can only live in water, so Mayim, Torah Nimshel HaMayim, and we can't live without the Torah. And the second Kabbalah Satorah was Purim. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. Kimu masha kiblu kvar. They accepted again the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's actually a Kabbalah me'ahava, not me'ira. It's a whole thing, which hopefully we'll get to. Okay, so there you go. Okay, here we are. Kodesh Megillah. You read the Megillah, Omed Yoshev. You can do either standing or sitting. There's no preference. Both work. Lechatchila. That's important. Kara Echad. Works. One person. Kara Uhu Shnayim Yatsu. That's also fine.
Reading it together.
Together. Two people together. This is very different from the concept that we usually have, which is called Trei Kali Lamishtami. That if people are reading things that two people are reading Kiddush. For instance, it doesn't work if two people are saying Kiddush together because of Trei Kali Lamishtami.
Oh, I found a good raya. We spoke briefly 2 nights ago. If you're Yosef Mitzvah, you don't make the bracha. We spoke about that.
Yes.
Okay, so I found a perfect example. The Torah says you don't make a bracha on Shabbos candles.
You don't.
Let's give you one example.
What do you mean
the
you don't make
it? According to the Torah, you don't make Lavit Nesher Shabbos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's many more examples, but that one I found like moments ago.
Okay. I don't need you to find things that strengthen the question. We want to know the answer.
Oh, what was the question was answered?
The question was that the Gemara seems to say that it is Ma'akiv.
Oh.
You're just going to bring us more Rayas.
Yeah, all the Afronim say it's not Ma'akiv.
Okay, well, we need to figure out that Gemara.
Right, right.
Okay, so get on that, please. Okay. Makam Shanagu Levarech. So here we have Makam Shanagu Levarech Yivarech. Rashi says we're talking about the brachos at the end of the Megillah.
Here it is.
What we say is Harav es Rivenu, Don es Dinenu. That's the, and then we long.
That's a smicha.
Asher heini at sas rishaim. Those are the brachos at the end of the Megillah. The brachos before the Megillah, which are the Gemara is going to talk about, which are Amikra Megillah, Shehechiyanu, Shehasanisim, and Shehechiyanu, that's the Kuli Alma you have to make. The only question is the brachos at the end of the Megillah, which I'll get to, I'll find later. Okay. So, B'makam Shanal L'varach Yivarech, if it's your minhag to say these three brachos at the end of the Megillah, then you should make them. V'shalo Yivarech, V'shalom Livarech Lo Yivarech. And if it's not your minhag to say this bracha, so don't say it. Rosheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha karin shleisha. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos mincha. You call up three people to the Torah. Now, by the way, this is a completely different thing we've been talking about up until now. The Mishnah now goes on talks about something else, which is Kiryas Torah. There are no hosafos during the week. Hosafot, you can't add aliyas. And you can't take away from three. Ein maftirin benavi. I love this Rashi. Ein mosifin aleihen. We have to see some Rashis in the Mishnah. Shalo yikshu l'tzibur b'mpnei shehen yimei melacha. They're work days. V'shabas b'mincha samach chashechahu. And mincha on Shabbos, they only did at the end of the day. Why?
Learning all day long.
Yeah. Sure, I call yom. How are you reading
the Lidros? That's interesting. The reason Ezra was massacring it was because they were batlanim.
So Ezra was massacring Kriyas Torah because he was afraid that they weren't learning at all.
Monday and Thursday, you know, tzvi. The Shabbos mincha reading was Monday and Thursday. They're batlanim.
No, because they're not learning at all, and it shouldn't be 3 days without learning.
That's where Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
But when? Right. What are those? The Balan. What are you?
During Monday and Thursday, they won't be a shum for that reason. That Shabbos.
But they were there in Shabbos morning.
Right, but they didn't get for the coming week. They didn't get taste for the next week's parsha.
think it's because even in the Friday afternoon, long Shabbos is there, but
whatever it is, it sounds like from Rashi that people are sitting all day and learning on Shabbos afternoon. So,
just like now.
Mondays and Thursdays, not there, but
And then, ain mosif and alehen shelo yikshel tibor. And then, ain maftir, and there's no haftorah during the week. Mishum haytana gufei, also mishum tircha de tibura. Haposeach v'achosim b'Torah, mevorek l'poneh u'l'achareh. So this is different than what we do today, which is once upon a time they only had the first person that got an aliyah, said Asher Baruch Arbanu. The last person that went up at before the reading, and then the third person that went up said, well, on Mondays and Thursdays, at the end of the reading said Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Semes. Okay?
Would say
no, nothing.
Say nothing. The first and the third would read.
The first before the third at the end. That was it.
That was it.
Bookends. Right. Okay? Not only did the second say nothing, the third also didn't say in the beginning. He only said at the end. Okay? So now, Mevarach Lefanei L'Acharei, B'Rosh Chodashim, U'V'Chulo Shomoed, Koren Abba, we call four people up, Ein Poch Semein, No Masifin Aleihem, no more, no less. Ain maftir in Benavi. Why not? Mishum high time gufei. Zaklau.
Because work davar she'avin
is mutter. That's a chiddush. Okay, so it's chol moed when you're really not supposed to work, but davar avid is. So it's not, you can't call it a work day, but it is davar avid. It works. Davar avid you're allowed to do. So therefore. Wow, that was close. So, davar aved you're allowed to do, so that is still called enough of a work day that we don't do tichah de tibura to keep them there longer. Zeaklal, kol sheyesh bo musaf, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, ve'eno Yom Tov, karen haba, b'Yom Tov Chamisha, five aliyas on Yom Tif, b'Yom Kippurim Shisha, six on Yom Kippur, B'Shabbos Shiva, seven. Ein pochas in mehen, avol mosifin aleihen. On Shabbos, you can't do less than seven, but you can, unfortunately, do more than seven. Well, this is. There are plenty of mishnayos that Rav Milinowitz argues on. This is not a. Is this on?
I really haven't seen it in Israel.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there are plenty of mishnayos that we don't. No, I didn't say anything. I don't know. So, Avam Mosifin Alehen, Umaftirin Benavi, and of course on Shabbos. They, over here, you're not allowed to do. You know, they don't do any else of us.
Great. A lot of Achronim say that.
Yeah.
A lot of Achronim.
Okay. Avam Mosifin Alehen, Umaftirin Benavi, of course on Shabbos we have Haftorah. We have Maftir. And after all, Poseach v'achosim b'Torah mevarach l'poneh u'l'achareh. Okay? Again, this is, why do we have to repeat this? Isn't Tosfos? Kashi amai tani ach milso alcha gil upon him, da abachad mizu misagya. Yishlema da abas alkadei dechol de tfei milso mechabri mevarach l'poneh u'l'achareh. Shemachi itzrech l'misri b'kulu. You would think, maybe only three, the one person all the way at the beginning and one person all the way at the end. But as you get more and more from the beginning till the end, maybe you still have to do it. Kamash Mulan.
I need the first and the last.
That it's only the first and the last, and not.
Even on Shabbat?
What? Even on Shabbat. But we don't do this, of course, today. Okay? And we're going to explain why. The Gemara is going to explain why we don't do this anymore. Okay. Tana. Masha'im came b'Torah. We just said in the Mishnah that if two people read the Megillah at the same time, I'm sorry. We just said in the Mishnah if you sit it omed v'yoshev, either one works. Masha'im came b'Torah. Not true by leaning, by reading the Torah. You have to stand when you're leaning the Torah. Minani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Bavol Amar Kro Atapo Imad Amod Imadi. This is on Har Sinai, and Hashem says to Moshe, "Come up and stand next to me with me. Come stand with me." Amar Bavol Imali Mikra Kosov Ef Shla Omro. If not for the pasuk implying it, we certainly couldn't say it. But now it seems like Kavayachol. It's as if to say Avakalush Baruch Hu Bamida. What did he say? He said Ata. Po, Amod Imadi, and you come and stand next to me, with me. What is that mashma? That is if the Rabbeinu Shalom himself is standing. So you see that the standing is the crucial part. So I don't understand. I didn't understand this because why do I care if the Rabbeinu Shalom is standing himself or not? In other words, why do I have to focus on that? Wouldn't it be enough to teach us that you have to stand when you're learning Torah or when you're reading the Torah, just from the Rabbeinu Shalom saying to Moshe, "Come stand with me." He told Moshe, "Come stand." The "with me" seems to be superfluous to what we're trying to learn, but the Gemara seems to have a need to point that out, and I don't know why.
Does that mean someone in a wheelchair, in theory, shouldn't be able to get an aliyah because they can't stand?
Well, not an aliyah to be balkore. Once upon a time, getting an aliyah meant you were the balkore.
Right. The balkore they have to be able to stand.
I don't know the answer to that, certainly not in today's PC.
Handicapped. Maybe that their sitting is considered like a stand.
Yeah, but I can tell you that the Gemara, that the halacha does talk about someone leaning on the bima, and halacha clearly would prefer if someone would not lean on the bima during Kriyas Torah, and there is an allowance, maybe this will answer your question, I don't know, for Baal Basar to lean on the bima, as it says in the halacha. A Baal Basar. Yeah. So, okay. But it could be that is mitzad, the kedusha of the bima.
So,
that's nice, but I don't know if that answers his question, because right, we're talking about Kriyas Torah, and we have a specific pasuk that there's a standing element. We're going to have now, which are, if we get to it, the next line, that there's even going to be an element of standing for learning Torah. So,
for
learning Torah.
Right.
So,
fanatics.
Okay, here we go. Now, the Gemara has an interesting PC limud from this, and it starts like this. Amar Bavo, Minayin L'Rav Shelo Yeshev Agabe Mita, V'Yishane L'Talmido Agabe Karka. So now they're both sitting, but the Rav is sitting on a couch type thing, and they're sitting on the floor on cushions, let's say. Okay, so it's not an element of comfort, but an element of superiority. It should not be. A person should not teach, and he's sitting on a chair, on a couch, and they're sitting on the floor. You should not teach like that. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom just said, "Come stand with me," and he was equal in the Amida. Okay? Shenema v'ata po amod imadi. So that's interesting. Tana Rabbanan, especially today, because now we're going to say there's an element to stand, then we're going to say it's batel. We don't stand anymore. But today, it seems like the element of the superiority should exist. And yet, it's so mekubal that people stand to give shir when people are sitting. You know, which certainly is an element of inferiority. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a... So that everyone can see him.
The person standing or the people sitting?
The people sitting.
Why? It's more comfortable to sit.
Yeah, but...
the reason we're sitting today is because we're such a low level that...
Okay, so you know what? He answered the question. If both people are standing, if both people are sitting, So it's not right that one should sit in, on one level and one should sit on another level, but it should be equal. But if one is standing and one is sitting, so then the standing is clearly not for that. It's for a different reason, and then the people are comfortable. It's not a... I think that, you know, that could be right. Okay, so... Tanarabana, Mimos Moshe Adarabin Gamliel, Lo Hayu Lumeidin Torah Elam Umad. They would only learn standing because of this pasuk, Amori Madi. Mishmeis Rabin Gamliel Yar Choli La'olam. Sickness, disease, weakness came to the world in Rabbi Gamliel's times, and then from then on, Vahayu Lumeidin Torah Miyushav. Vahayinu Desnan, Mishmeis Rabin Gamliel Batzel Kovara Torah. And that's why it says, whenever Rabbi Gamliel died, the element of Kovod Torah that existed in standing was Nisbata. Okay? Now, I also was curious about this because it seems like even after Rabbi Gamliel died, if you can handle it, it sounds like it would be a muvchar to stand by learning. I don't see we find that anywhere. So I thought it was important to point that out. Okay. Kosov Echad Omer V'Ashev Bahar.
I'll tell you where it is brought down on Yom Kippur.
To stand as much as you can.
That's, what you want to
that's Malachim. Malachim stands, and that's the whole thing of Shmoneh Esrei. That's, I don't know, that's Torah related. Kosov Echad Omer V'Ashev Bahar. Kosov Echad Omer V'Anachi Yamati Bahar. Two different psukim, both talking about Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. One seems like he was sitting on the Har, and one sounds like he was standing. So which is it? Was he standing? Was he sitting? Especially we just said you're supposed to stand, and he was standing. Amarav, Omeid v'lomeid, he was standing when he was learning it the first time. Yosef Ishona, when he was doing Chazara by himself, he was sitting. So there's an element of less Kavara Torah when you're doing Chazara somehow. Because the whole thing was linked to Kavara Torah, getting it from the Rabbeinu Shalom.
So you stand, you're more focused. You're learning it the first time, you gotta really be focused.
Uh-huh.
If you're doing it already, you can sit in the the comfortable chair.
Okay.
Also, one is not two, it's recorded in
Shemayim. Yeah.
One is not recorded in Shemayim.
Ooh. Okay. So there is an element that you're saying is he's saying that there's an element of adifus to your learning when it's two, it's recorded in Shemayim, so to speak. And so that shows that there's an adifus to the Limud HaTorah,
also
that there's
Amida. When a person passes away, he remembers his Limud,
yeah,
when it's two.
Really?
But by himself.
That's very scary. Okay.
That's
so,
what whatever.
So that, so one answer is that when he learned, he stood. When he chazered, he sat. The second answer is that it was a middle. It was like this. It was not sitting, it was not standing, it was shocha. Rav Chanina Omer lo amed v'lo yoshev. It was a middle. Elo shocha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein yeshiva elo shana kava. No, the yeshiva is not that he was sitting. It's the yeshiva as in he was there doing it. He was vayeshev in a place. He dwelled there. He stayed there to do it. Shneimar v'teishu b'kadesh yamim rabim. They stayed in Kadesh for many days. Doesn't mean they sat in Kadesh. Okay. Rava Amar, Rakos Umad Vakashos Miyushav. The hard stuff that he just said, the you need more focus. The hard stuff he stood for. The easier stuff he sat for. So these are the different ways of being Mitarit. Why do I always do that? The hard stuff he stood for. And the easiest, it's a neurological thing. At the hard, this hard stuff he stood for.
No, Rakos. Rakos
Umad
Kashos Miyushav.
Oh, so I said it because I didn't know it.
Rakos was able to stand.
It sounds counterintuitive. Sounds like it should be the other
way. 1 second. So it's not like you're saying,
Ari. When you tell someone bad news, you know, sit down, like, hey, something. So here also,
the easy portions were standing, and oh, you need more koch. Okay.
Things that you'll understand very quickly.
Uh huh.
Why it takes so long?
Uh huh.
That are harder to understand.
You have to sit down for. Okay. So it's not like you're saying.
That wasn't that.
Okay. So that threw me off. Okay. You're gonna do a neurological study on that. Concentration as related to standing. I'd like to see that. Okay.
He's a doctor in New York who does, a neurologist in New York, who does like the neurology of the Torah.
Really? Wonder if he has something on this. Kara Echad, Karu Hashnayim. Okay, one or two. Tana, Mashen Game and Torah. This is why I started off wrong. Because it's the same Lashon that says, but by Torah, it doesn't work, the reading. Tana Rabbanan, reading two together, Trekali Lamashtami. One Baal Kore. Tana Rabbanan, a Torah Echad Kore Echad Matar Game. You can have one person reading, and a Matar Game is what they used to have in shuls. Someone right after the Pasuk would say out that the targum of that pasuk. You can only have one and one. But you can't have one and two. Because then it looks like, what is it? Why can't you have two being metargame at the same time?
Since it's very important to understand what the laws are, if you have two people saying it, it'll get a little bit confusing and you might not get the real halacha. Maybe
by Navi, this is what I was looking for. Okay. So Rashi says, V'kol shekein she'ein shnayim korin, v'tayma mishum d'trei kolin l'mashtami. So listen again to what Tzvi just said. The psukim have halachos in them, or mitzvos. Okay, halachos. So people need to learn from what they're hearing in the morning. Shabbos morning, right by the Kriyas Torah. So, to hear two voices at the same time mixes people up. So then they're not getting the point of actually hearing the mitzvos. The koshkein, that the balkari can't be a double, because that's where the actual pasuk and the mitzvah is. Ubi Navi echad kore yishnayim targumin, but by Navi there are no mitzvos in Navi, so there's no problem with two people being mitargim. But you can't have two and two. Why, Tzvi? Okay, and Ubevad. Oh, because if two people read it, in other words, you have a halacha that you have to be. You have to read the Haftorah and people have to hear it. Well, whatever, I don't know if that's true with the Hasidim and whatever. But that it has to be read. But if two people are reading it, you're not being Mekayim that fulfillment. So that's why you can't do the first one by one person. It has to be one person so that you're dispensed with the halacha of reading the Haftorah. You can have Shnayim Metargamin because there's no halacha, there are no mitzvos in Navi, so there's no problem with the if there's a lack of clarity. I don't understand why there would be lack of clarity. I thought the whole reason that two people are reading it is because it's louder. Or because some people are able to hear him and some people are able to hear him.
Maybe it's like Kaddish, if two people are reading and they're not at the same time.
Oh, for sure, sure, that's what it's like.
Confusing. I mean,
that's exactly what it's like. There's no question, that's exactly what the Gemara's problem is. Okay, that's why by Megillah.
Shalom Chaviva is that it's not as frequent. Kriyas HaTorah is every week. How do you say it's not Chaviv? So, it's not as frequent. Therefore, people pay attention.
So it's automatically more attention and okay. Makom Shenagu Lebarech Yivarech. Can you find those? The last. Yeah, thank you. We're only talking about the end brachos. Everyone agrees that you have to say the first three brachos. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says all the mitzvos you have to make a bracha over lasiyasak. That's very important. The over. We're going to get back to why doesn't he just say the more colloquial term of Kodem Lasiyasan. What's the older Lasiyasan? We're going to get to later. Okay? So, So obviously there are brachos that exist before the Megillah, because they have this halacha that you have to make brachos before you do a mitzvah, and mitzvah is Megillah is a mitzvah. My mashma, the high over, why over? Lishnodak dumehu. It's a lashon of kodem, of beforehand. Amar b'nachum reitzuk, amar krav, v'yaratz achimatz, derech hakikar, v'ya'avar es hakushi. And he ended up getting there to tell David the Basura before the Kushi got there. Clearly not a marathon runner today, because we know today that all the Kushis get there first. This is so bad. I hope you're not, no one's listening. I can't control myself tonight. So that's because the Tzlachava, the Jerusalem Marathon.
Yeah, what is it?
It's March 26th, I think. First full Jerusalem Marathon. Thank you, Nir Barkat. Yeah. Okay. So, Vayorat Achimatz Derech Hakikar Vayavar, and he got there first. Doesn't mean that he passed him. He got there first, which is today also the way we use it. If you pass someone, you'll get there first. Okay. Abaye Amar Mehacha V'hu Avar Lifnehem. Where is that? Who Avar Lifnehem?
This is by Yaakov meeting.
Oh, we had it. That's why I knew I wanted to talk about it. We had it by Esav. Didn't we have it with the Sorrow Shel Esav? That's where it was, right? The Pachim Ktanim. Didn't we talk about that?
When he brought everyone, his whole family.
Yeah, that's where it was. Okay, he went first. Ibai Seim Amehecha Vayavar Malkam Lifnehem. V'Hashem Berosham, the Melech, of course, goes first, leads them out into battle, and Hashem is with them. V'Hashem Lifoneha. No, now that Lifoneha is the next thing. So I wanted to explain why still it uses a lashon of over and not kodem. And I saw an answer here somewhere. Oh, thank you. Here it is in the bottom. Although the Gemara has proven that the word over can be used, we still remain with why didn't you say kodem? We're not disputing that over could mean before, but it still would have been easier with just some kodem. So the Meir Dron the Ran answer that over denotes immediately preceding, whereas kodem is any time before. Which is very miduyak, because a bracha should be made overly asasam right before you do it, without a hefzik, without anything in between. So that was very important. I like that. I wanted to say that out. Okay. L'fonel ma'im v'orech. What are the brachas that you make before? We know them. Al mikra megillah, she'asanisim, and she'achiyanu. That's the brachas we make before, and the Gemara is going to say them now. Rav Sheshes mikatrazya ikla l'kamedi Rav Ashi. He came in front of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi made these brachos. Manach, uvarech manach. Mikra Megillah, Nisim Labosenu, and Shchianu. Chayanu. I don't know. I would have liked it to say Mashash. Mikra Megillah, She'asanisim and She'achiyanu. The only thing I was thinking of, maybe this way it's telling you the order also. If it just said Mashash, you wouldn't know Shin and Shin. You wouldn't know which Shin comes first.
Or Menash. She'achiyanu is referred to as Zion, right?
And that was the other thing that I didn't understand. We have Yaknahaz. So why and Yaknahaz has in it Yom. So Yom could have been, well, there's no Nisim Maroseinu then, but I don't know. So that could have been Mashaz.
Should be Manaz. It's Manaz.
Manaz. The Chet is really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I just don't know. It must be related to telling us the order. Okay. So this is interesting. We say, "Hakel haravetz rivenu adonis dinenu anokemis nikmasenu Okay, I'm not going to tell you the end because that's cute. The Gemara says, and I just said it all. Baruch atah Hashem, I just said all of those. Rava Amar, then you finish off Hakel HaMoshiach. I'm sorry. Baruch atah Hashem, Anifrali Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem. Rava says you should also say Ha'el HaMoshiach. Or you should say El Moshiach. Amar Papa, Hilkach Neim Rula Tarvayu, let's say both. And that's what we do. We end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Anifra La'amo Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, which was what the Tanakhama says. And we say, Hakel HaMoshiach, like Rava. We do both. Amar Papa, Hilkach Neim Rula Tarvayu, say both. Baruch Atah Hashem, Anifra La'Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, Hakel HaMoshiach, which is what we do. B'sheni v'chameishi, b'shavas mincha, korin shlosha. Hani shlosha k'neged me, what are those k'neged? Now here he says corresponds. I don't mind corresponds. I'm not, you know, don't mean any disrespect. But I think there's something that it's coming to tell us. I think it's more than corresponding. I think it's a symbol, a symbolization. Because it's what am I supposed to get out of the three? Okay? And I'm saying that because later on we're going to say Keneged, and it's clear that the Keneged is something to teach us something. So, Keneged Turnavi Maksulim Amravasi, and that, I don't know what I'm supposed to take out of that, so that's really a Keneged. Rav Amar Keneged Kwanam Levim Yisr Elim, the three groups that there are in Yisrael, Hel Detani Elahad Detani Rav Shimi, Ein Pochsen Miyur Psukim Besuknesses. If the three that you call up is significant, then the psukim that have to be no less than 10 should also be significant. What are those corresponding to? So Vayidaber Olam Min HaMinyan is when the pasuk starts off. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Oh, first of all,
is, even though it's not a real content pasuk, still that's one of the ten.
That counts. Okay, now one second. I'm sorry. Just quickly, Tosvos. Ein pochsen me'asara. So Tosvos, it's interesting. Says wants to point out. Just bring us back again, back to Purim. Don't forget, Tosvos says Parshas Amalek, which is Parshas Zohar, Parshas B'Shalach, which we read Shabbos, Purim morning, is less. Yeshlamet Deshani Parshas Amalek, the Sidur D'Yomahu, Umafsik in Yonabay. So he says it's different because it doesn't teach us any halachos. Mishuma Achi Ein Lachos Da'achi Nami Amrinam Kaman Ein Maftirim Pachos Michof Aleph. Shani Parsha to make the Sidra Diyomahu.
I think it's enough, even though it
doesn't have 10.
Because that is what the day is about.
Okay.
It's one entire unit.
Okay, good. I'm Rabbi Shulban Levi. So what are these? Ella, Hani Asara Keneged me. What are the 10 psukim that you have to read, Keneged? I'm Rabbi Shulban Levi. Keneged Asara Batlanin Shabbos Knesses. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Keneged Aseres HaDibros Shnei Melamosha B'Sinai. Aseres HaDibros. Levi Amar, Keneged Aseres HaHilulim Shem Adar B'Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 halukas. I don't know. I don't know the answer why these things are connected to the 10 psukim.
Have 10 anywhere. Who knows 10? I know 10. 10 is this, 10
which
is that.
10
does that mean? The before and the after?
No.
The beginning of the end?
There are
the
10 halukas. No, I think there are 10 kapitlach.
Have you
known
halukas?
Are
there 10 instruments in the last haluka? No, that was my first thought. I was going on the last haluka.
10 times. Oh, the last 5. Which begin and end. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, you're right. Okay. It's 5 haluka. Let's start with haluka and end with haluka. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asar Mamonosher Bayin Nivra Olam. Hi, Ninu. And what are these 10? Vayomer de Bereshis. There are 10 Vayomers in Bereshis. In the Parsha, the beginning of Bereshis. Hani Tisha Abu, but there are only 9, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, Bereshis Nami Mamarhu. The Bereshis itself was also a Maimar. Okay, so just don't forget what it says. Bereshis Bara Elohim, Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz. Hashem created Shemayim and Aretz. So in order for Shemayim and Aretz to exist, that also had to have an Amira. He had to say them, in other words, if he used this Amira for all the rest of them. So really it should say, Bereshis Amar Elohim, Yihi Shemayim Bihi Aretz. Or Vayomer Elohim Yihi Shemayim Aretz. But by the fact that Shemayim and Aretz exist, we see that there was an Amira. So Bereshis is one of those Amiras. Bereshis Nami Mamar Hu Dechsiv B'Dvar Hashemayim Nasu V'Ruach Piv Kol Tzva'am. And you see B'Dvar Hashemayim Nasu U'V'Ruach Piv Kol Tzva'am. And U'V'Ruach Piv, by him talking, everything was created. Amar Rava Rishon Shekara Dalet Mishubach. Okay, so now we just said that you have to read 10 psukim every time there's a. You never read less than 10 psukim. If you never read less than 10 psukim, then someone's going to be reading, and you can't have less than 3 in an aliyah. Someone's going to be reading 4. Correct? No problem. But the Gemara wants to say that the 4 is better. So now the question is, who should read the 4? So the Gemara is now going to talk about that it's good if the first one reads the 4, it's good if the second one reads the 4, and it's good if the third one reads the 4. There's no necessarily adifus. Now, I am curious, and I don't know the answer to this, when, today we don't have a choice, today it's in the Siddur, and we have to go according to a Seder, but apparently there wasn't always a Seder. So
even today the Gemara says it
may not. Okay. Amar Rabba, Rishon Shekar Dal Meshubach, Sheni Shekar Dal Meshubach, Shlishi Shekar Dal Meshubach. Any of these readers reads the extra verse, it's Kvaldik. Rishon Shekar Dal Meshubach, how do you know? This Nam Shosh Kubash Shosh Tinch, Ben Tarmin Azalishka. What happened was, I don't know the Metzias. And I'm going to tell you what I thought the Metzias was, but it doesn't make sense. And then you can tell me if you have any rayas that the Metzias is differently. Okay? No, the truth is, I shouldn't say it doesn't make sense. It could be, it's fine. Okay? Basically, there was a room or an area or a box or something where all the shkolim went. Okay? So everyone puts in their shkolim. Now, they walk in and they need to take out shkolim because they have to use it to pay their suppliers. Right? Buy karbonos, bring the tamidin, doing everything. So they walk in with 3 pushkas. Huge pushkas. Okay? And on the pushkas, there's an aleph, a bet, and a gimel. So they walk in. Okay, imagine if this is like the area where those shkolim are. And they... aleph. Fill it up, move it out. Fill it up, move it out. Fill it up, move it out. Now, it's important that the aleph is the aleph, and we that is labeled. It's important that the aleph pushka is labeled. Why? Because we take the aleph, the funds from the aleph pushka, and we use them specifically to buy the karbanos, the tamidin, I think it was. Okay, let's see it. Hayakasav alayin alphabet gimel. Leida ezmeim nitrim am rishon lahakiv mimena rishon. In order to bring the karbanos from that one first. Shemitzvah berishon. Because it's a mitzvah to use this first one. Now my problem was like this. If you're coming to an area where all the shkolim went in, so the first shkolim that come off into the aleph are the last shkolim that went in. Right? Think first class luggage. Okay. So everyone's always hoping, this is always the chop, right? I'm going to come last, because I'm not checking in first. But because then, if my stuff is the last to go on, it's the first to come out. Works every time, right? Never. But it makes sense, right? The last thing that they lay out into the plane is the first thing the Kushi's going to take off. So, it's not even them anymore. It's not even true.
The Russian.
It's all Dominican Republic now. Really, it's Latino. It's totally Latino. Okay, so that's what I don't understand, because the Aleph is really the last. So Elamai, I'm not wrong in my assumption that this is the way it is, but I'm wrong in there's still a chashivos in that this is the first one to come off. It's the first one to give the kabbalas from. I don't know why. It seems to me that the first ones should be the first ones given. That's what I.
But it's also when they're collecting the money, they're putting it in a pushka, right? They're not just putting it into this room.
No, that's where it's collected.
So people come into this room and they put in their.
I don't know what this room is, but it's.
So usually it's in a pushka.
I don't know. What they do is I think they all put it in there. Yeah.
You see, I don't know. Maybe they put it in and as it fills up. And then they take it from this side.
Okay, the kitzur, my hanacha was wrong, and there's an element of adifus to this, even though this is the first taking, but it's really the last being given, there's an adifus to this first taking. So you see, mitzvah berishon, gevaldik, the first one that adds four, adds an extra pasuk, that's a mitzvah. And so yishukar abba mishubach, if the middle one reads the four, great. How do we see that the emtzoi is also important? The Tanya Mupne Amanora Yairu Shivasamaneros. Mulani should tell them clapping Nera Maravi, Venera Maravi, clapi Shina. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, we come to him, Shami Sai Mishubach. So I'm sorry, I apologize, I meant to bring a menorah, but I didn't. So just use your imagination for a minute. If this was the Heichal, so the. If this is the Heichal, the menorah would be. The Heichal would be this way. The Heichal would be this way. And this would be the Kodesh Kedusha. Here, the Heichal was thinner than it was longer. And the menorah, if this was. So this would be the Kodesh Kedusha, but you'd be facing here. And the menorah would be.
What?
And then
what?
I'm sorry, I got carried away. So the menorah would be.
Could you show us a Nicanor gate, please, over there?
So the menorah would be with its back to the Kodesh Kedushim. Okay? With the facing Safona this way, and facing Daroma this way, and the back towards the. Okay, the only point was that the back of the menorah was the Kodesh Kedushim. So now you have the. How many?
Seven branches.
Seven, right? Seven menorah, seven branches. In the seven branches, they went like this. Okay, three, three, three. All went in this way, towards the middle one. The middle one went straight up, but it went back. Why did it go back? Towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what's important. So you see here, the middle one is important. They're all facing the middle one. And the middle one is back to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And Tzai Mishubach. Achron shek. So if the middle guy adds the fourth pasuk, gevaldik. Achron shekara abar mishubach mishul mal mekodesh lo moridin. Oh, three, three, going up, four, gevaldik. Everyone, whoever reads it, Rapapa eklo bei knesset of Avi Gover. Rapapa came to this bnei knesset of Avi Gover. The kara rishon arba v'shabche Rapapa. The first one got up, chapt. His reason magdimen, and he did the fourth. And her papa said, good.
But isn't there an idea that you can't just stop anywhere? It has to stop at a good
Okay,
place.
So that's what I was saying before. There's something that's changed since the Gemara that we don't do this anymore. We don't just stop randomly. It's set for us today. I don't know when that happened, but it happens.
But the middle one is the third or the fourth? The middle one. The
middle one is the second. There's someone's going to be three. It's either going to be three, three, four. Or it's only we're only talking about. We're just talking about Sheni Chamishi. Ain't pochim me mosifin. You can't add or you can't take away except on Shabbos. Tana haposeach mivorech lefaneha v'achosem mivorech lachareha. So this is adding a few words. In the Mishnah it says,
it's going on the brachas part.
It says like this, Benavi, Emafir Benavi, Haposeach v'hachosim. You look in what I just read, and I'm reading from the Mishnah, you'll see the difference. Haposeach v'hachosim b'torah, mivorech lefaneh ulachareha. And we just amended it, so to speak. The Brisa adds, Haposeach mivorech lefaneh, v'hachosim mivorech lachareha. Okay, it's saying the same thing, it's just a little clearer. But today, that anyone that goes up says both. So we're very concerned about people coming early and leaving late. So now someone walks in and sees that someone got a bracha, an aliyah, and he only made Asher Bachar Banu, and then he went to catch his ride. So what did what does he think?
And you didn't make a bracha at the beginning. Oh, he said at the beginning?
Said a person, this time I'm sure. Person is there and he has to leave to get his ride. So he hears Asher Bachar Banu. And then the next person is called up Yamod and he leaves. So he thinks what?
There's no bracha.
Oh, you don't need to do Asher Nasan Banu. It's like, optional. So, or someone comes late, really late. And he walks in, and the second guy didn't, and the third guy even didn't make a bracha lefanah. And then the third guy makes a bracha, asher bracha, asher nasan lanu. So he thinks, that whole asher bracha banu thing is just, So in order, that's why we made it that now everybody makes both brachos. Barashay chadashim uvechul shemay karna baal. You read four. Baminera ula barav merava parshas rosh chodesh ketzad korinosa. Parashas Rosh Chodesh, how do you read it? What's the problem? The problem's like this. We have the following psukim. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael matalem kar b'nei lachmi da'avyan t'manya psukim hachin avi. There are eight psukim in the first part of what we read in Rosh Chodesh. V'yidah Rosh Chodesh matal b'nei Yisrael matalem kar b'nei lachmi l'yishai reach nichochi matalem ezer yishash atakiru l'ashem kivos b'nei shon atmimim sakev asar chodesh azar b'nei. Trust me, there are eight until Uviyom HaShabbos. So now, in these eight, you have eight and then five. Now the problem is, you can't stop in the middle of the Peis, or the Peis, or the Samach, whatever it is. So now you have eight and five. So now how are you going to divide eight and five into four? And no can be less than three.
Where's the five?
Eight.
Parshas
Tamid shall Rosh Chodesh.
Tamid. Tamid shall every day.
And then Shabbos. Uviyom HaShabbos.
And then where's five? Rosh Chodesh is five.
No. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Five, eight, three, eight, two, five. Eight, two, five. Okay, one more time.
Tamid is 8, Shabbos is 2.
Tamid is 8, Shabbos is 2, Rosh Chodesh is 5. So now, you need to do 4 aliyahs. You have 8, you have 2, you have 5. What are you going to do? So watch what the Gemara does. Nikri tre, slasa tlasa. If you're going to do... Okay, this is what you have. You have... It doesn't matter what the psukim are. But you have the following breakdown. You have 8, 2, and 5. 8, 2, 5. 8, 2, 5. Okay? You have 8, 2, and 5. Now you need to divide 8, 2, and 5 into 4.
There's 4 aliyahs on the start.
Okay, so the Gemara does like this. Thanks. Yeah. 8, 2, 8, 2, 5. And we need to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? So let's see how we do it. The Gemara says, let's say you do 3-3, because you can never do less than 3. So now you're 3-3, you're at 6. You're at 6, which means you have 2 left. Okay? You can't read two the next 2-2. Plus a psukin, plus a lutre, you're left with 2. You can't read these two by themselves. So now the next guy, number two guy, is going to have to read. He can't. So that doesn't work. So now let's say you do 4-4. 4-4 for 1 and 2. Now you're up to 2 and 5. 4-4. So now again you have the problem. Will the Yom HaShabbos have you in tray? 2. Or Rosh HaShem have you Chamisha? Hey Chinavit, how are you going to do those? Nikri tray mehava chad mehanach. If you read 2 of these, 2 plus 1, and then you're left with 4. Watch what happens. Someone walks in, in maskilin beparasha pachos mishosh psukim. Imagine what happens. You have 2 plus 1, which means likri trey ein maskilin beparasha pachos mishosh psukim. Likri trey meha.
So you can't start with the 2 psukim of Shabbos.
You can't read, you can't at all start with Shabbos. Okay. No. In maschilin beparsha. No, no, not in that parsha. There has to be 3 psukim. You can't stop less than 3 psukim into a parsha. That's the problem, okay? Look what you're doing here. You're doing 2 plus 1. You can't read just 2, but you're stuck with your 1. Now, look what happens. Someone else comes in and sees that you read 1. Okay? So now, he's thinking that you started with the new. He's thinking you started with the 1. And you only read 1.
You sure this has to do with what? Marasayan again?
Yeah. Not Marasayan, but if you're not. You were worried about the latecomer. Not only worried about the latecomer. Come on, yeah, I have 1 minute. Oh, we're on. Okay, we're just going to finish this. We're just finishing this.
How come the last one can't be 4?
No, the last one's 5.
The last one has to be 5, right?
Well, that's the parsha. That's not our problem.
I'm saying the breakdown has to, the last one would have to be 4.
2 plus 5. We don't mind that this should be less than 5.
Why not?
Because...
I thought you said you couldn't break up a parsha.
No, you can break up a parsha. But what you can't do is like this. A Balkoe can't stop less than 3 into a new parsha. Parsha paragraph. Because we are concerned that a latecomer will enter the Beis Knesses after the reader began the new paragraph and think that he began his reading with this paragraph. Seeing him stop after only 1 or 2, he's going to think that all you have to read is 1 or 2. So he walks in, you're doing 4 and 4. Now you have 2 and 5 left. If you're going to read 2 plus 1, someone's going to walk in when you're reading the 1 and think, oh, all you have to do is 1. That's so cool.
Right. So you couldn't break down a 5.
You can't break down a 5 into a 1 to the 1 before because you're leaving that 1 hanging.
You can't break down the 5. How can you break down the 5 at all? Because if you break down, if you
exactly. So now, likrit trei mahal plus omehach, you're going to read 2 from this and 3 from that. Pashalu trei. You have only 2 left for the end, so then you can't do that either. Okay, so the Amalo Rava says back, Zulo Shamati Kiyot Peshmati. I don't know the answer to what you're asking, but I know the answer to something else. Just not by Umbrisham Bracious V. Rakia. Tony Allah Bracious Mishnai Mi Rakia Be'echad. Ba'avinamba. Okay, that's it. We're going to stop. There is no, we're going to read again. Yeah, that's what we do on Rosh Chodesh. We go back. Yeah, it's no, there's no.
You broke the suspense. You gave the answer.
Yeah.
Go back.
Okay. We're starting on Sunday night, from here, explaining this breakdown again. So if you want to chazer that, that's where we're going to start again from, okay? And just listen up, people, because we are in the home stretch right now. If we continue with the daf a night, then we have a few extra nights. I need one for a wedding of my fourth cousin, once removed. I'm not kidding. Her name is Itan Ankensky, a 50-year-old woman who was married for a day 25 years ago. And she's getting married now again. It's a big, a Yerushalmi. They don't usually sit around. So it's a big, big thing. I need a, and my sister's coming in. So, but we're still good. And I need one night off to go teach in Hebrew University about Purim. Sunday night, right before Purim. So as long as we keep, we're still three nights ahead. Okay? See you next week.
No, the sister thing's not a good one. Have you'll see her an hour shot. Less. You'll see her before she has to shower.
No, I want to see her.
Wedding, okay. The
no, I'm not taking off with the sister. Oh, okay. In addition, saying, I'm saying
oh,
why I'm
even
going.
Gets to see his sister as well.
The Rabbos right. Is a sister.
Right. I'm not going to miss two nights. I'm going to miss one.
So what time? What time is going to come to your house?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think we want to go out by nine.
Nine.
Yeah, who would we say we're going to go? Oh, Eliyahu. Yeah. I definitely want to leave by night.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I want to get chased by dogs. So.